making it easier to harvest fruits and vegetables in the commercial fields and orchards. That's been the goal of several decades worth of research by land-grant universities and agricultural researchers. Most of that has focused on greater efficiencies related to mechanical engineering and computerized technology. But as one researcher, Stavros Vajouskas of the University of California, Davis, points out, these efforts to translate prototypes to commercial tools and aids has not been easy.
People ask, okay, we've been to the moon, why is it so difficult to harvest fruit mechanically? There are several answers to this, but the technical problems involved are not really trivial. So there are issues of perception, detecting, for example, the fruits on the trees, and then there are issues of grasping those fruits, issues of dexterity and manipulation, but also there are issues involved with efficiency.
Research continues to address these challenges in the form of technologies like mechanical harvesters and robotic aids. Support for this research comes in part from USDA's National Institute of Food and Agriculture in the form of grants.
One of the major goals of USDA grants is to bring together engineers and horticulturalists, agronomists, and in these proposals and grants, there is always this component.
Currently, Vajoukas and UC Davis colleagues are working on next-generation robotic harvest aid orchard platforms. This is in conjunction with research being performed at Carnegie Mellon University on computerized vision systems. These are just some of the many examples of ongoing studies to improve harvest and labor efficiency and worker safety.
There has been a lot of research in mechanization. Most of the research has been in perception, detecting fruits visually using computer vision and other techniques. Some research has also been done in the actuation part, trying to grasp, reach the fruits and retrieve them. But also some research has also been done on orchard platforms. And also there have been developments by companies, sometimes in collaboration with universities, to develop more advanced orchard platforms.
He adds that while there is great promise in these technologies for commercial produce growers, their practical application in the fields and orchards may still be years away. I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.